This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, and with me tonight in the very same mobile recording studio is my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, and I'm so excited to be coming to you from the foothills of the gorgeous Rocky Mountains right here with my sweet and sassy co-host, Kimberly, for Road School Moms. And we're so excited to have you with us tonight, no matter where in the no matter where in the world you are.
I'm so excited, too, because not only are we together, but it's Croctoberfest!
Yeah, woo-hoo, woo-hoo!
And Croctoberfest has lit up Road School Moms Facebook group, wouldn't you say?
It has. And I have to say, it could have come at no better time. I arrived in Denver on Friday, and Kimberly's been crocking it up every single night in preparation for tonight's show. We've tried all kinds of good recipes, so we are very excited to start this show.
Well, yes, and tonight we can talk jointly about what our road school week looked like because we shared it together.
Yes, we did.
So this week, I was already in Denver, and Mary Beth was doing her pilot car business, and it brought her to Denver. If you don't know what I'm talking about Mary Beth's escort service, then you're going to want to go to one of our previous shows. I think it was two or three shows ago, where we talk about a really great on-the-road income opportunity that Mary Beth is in the middle of really just building from scratch right now. So I brought her to Denver, and she just didn't have the rig, but she's got a hotel room right across the street from me, and we have been able to spend lots of time together, and our kiddos have spent all sorts of time together having sleepovers and whatnot. And yesterday we toured Hammond's Candy Factory, which you told me that was your first factory tour on the road.
It is. You know, we've had, as part of our, I think everybody has a list of things that they think they want to do, and one of the first things that we talked about as a family was that we wanted to do factory tours, and we've talked about it. We have a huge, long list, but we have never actually jumped and just did one, so I'm so excited to have gotten to do the very first one with your family, and now that's got us off and running, so you know how that is. Once you do one, you can't wait to do the next one.
That's all there is to it. And so we have posted on Road School Mom's Facebook group what our road school looks like. We post that every week, and I'm happy to see what a whole bunch of other people's road schools look like. Look, here's Jill Jenkins' road school.
Aww.
She's been busy geocaching and created a pretend grocery store.
Well,
I hope that came with a pretend chef.
Yeah, right.
Pretend make dinner. A trip to the arcade and new daily chore charts and robotic club. She's been very busy. And Jennifer Holt posted pictures of her busy week, Dino Discovery Day, Science Museum. Oh, she brought the kids to the brewery. That's wonderful.
That's cool.
And she mentions that it was all for free. That's awesome. Very cool, guys. Keep those pictures coming. We love to see what your road school looks like week by week. I love that.
I do, too. And we've had so many posts this week here in Road School Moms and even some of our own sites at Full Time Families and Road Trip Teacher and over at Diary of a Road Mom with everyone's favorite crop recipes. And we're so excited to get those and try them out. And later on this evening, we're going to be live with Heather over at, I can't think of
Who Needs a Cape?
Who Needs a Cape, right?
I thought I needed a cape.
Yeah.
Until I went to Heather's website and realized I did not need a cape.
You don't need a cape. My cape got crumpled up a long time ago. Threw that thing in the trash.
So
we're going to be excited to talk with Heather later about Croctoberfest and all the cool things that you can do with your crock pot. And, yeah.
Yeah. Really exciting day. Really exciting day. The other things I did this week was, before you got here, I went to Rocky Mountain National Park. I'm not sure how I feel about Rocky Mountain National Park.
Maybe I loved it there. You didn't like it?
Maybe I went the wrong time.
You didn't go with the right person. You should have waited for me and my
obviously
crew. The Road School One of Road loved Rocky Mountain National Park.
Yeah, no. There were a lot of elk. We did a hike. We got our Junior Ranger badges. But that was about it. And I didn't feel like there was – well, I didn't get to go up on the peak.
Yeah,
I think that's what that's about, right?
Yeah. And I'll say we didn't get to do the Junior Ranger program because we didn't have enough time. So I felt like I really gypped my kids. But we were this close and I knew we wanted to see it. So we zoomed through there literally. We did go to the top and we went to the gift store and bought some Christmas ornaments, because that's our big thing, you know, when we go different places, we always get a Christmas ornament where we've been. And we enjoyed it. I mean, we took some cool pictures and we talked just a little bit about it. You know, sometimes you don't have to do this big, humongous lesson. Sometimes it's good to just, you know, take what they'll remember, talk about it, learn a few new facts, and move on. That's what we did.
You know, you're right about that. My tendency is always to turn it into a huge narrative lecture. And here is where the earth buckled. And eons of years ago, it formed a crust. I go on and on and on about that, but my kids just go cross-eyed when we do that. So instead, we like to be silly, you know, like really be lighthearted about it, and I feel like they learn a lot more when it's a very relaxed kind of thing. They look forward to the field trips when they're relaxed. I had dinner with another Road School mom earlier this week, Christy Smith. Road School mom of Stanton is in Denver also with her family, and we got together and we're going to be going. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, I'm sad though.
Because I'm not going to be there. So I can't be that excited.
I'm not that excited. I'm kind of excited, but not that excited. This Tuesday, we're taking a Road School field trip, I should say, to the Denver Mint. Have you ever been to a Mint?
No, but, you know, it didn't take me much. When I came here, I was only supposed to stay one day. Then I stayed two. Now it's three, and Tuesday doesn't sound like so far away.
God, Tuesday's right around the corner.
I mean, Denver Mint, that's monumental. We shouldn't miss that.
Monumental is so the right word. And, of course, you shouldn't miss it, and you should just continue to stay. A bunch of Road School families are going to be meeting up at the Mint and learning all about money. And so, to prepare, you know, I love to watch movies. I love to bring movies into Road School. So we've watched, Mad Money. Have you ever seen that one with Diane Keaton when they robbed the Federal Reserve Bank? That was really great. So now I feel like we've got an edge, and I'm not going to say this outright on the radio show, but if anyone's ready to rob the Mint, it's not my family.
Oh, Lord, maybe I should leave. I think that we have to pull up.
And then I saw that there was another movie based on, you know, the Mint has been robbed once.
No, I didn't.
The Denver Mint has been robbed once, and there's another very old movie that I'm trying to figure out if I can get on Amazon Prime based on that theft. So, things that we are working on here in the STF Mobile.
Well, you know, Road Trip Teacher, our crew, we left earlier in the week, so we made a few stops along the way in Iowa and Nebraska. Not anything major, just a little bit of history on the states. And actually what we've done this week, you know, we're using interactive notebooks, which I've shared with you this weekend. We'll be talking more about them on future shows. But the kids just made some notes about some of the state facts that they learned. I let them Google that as we were going down the road. And it seemed to work better than me trying to direct them with a whole bunch of facts that they didn't want to know. I just had everyone find five facts for each of the states that we traveled in those days, five interesting facts about that state. And they wrote them down, and they copied them off of each other, and we talked about it. And then we reviewed those the next day. We reviewed the facts that we learned the day before. And I was so surprised to see how quickly they memorized that. They knew those facts because they had all written them down, and then they talked about them a couple days in a row. So we worked on that earlier, and when we were here, we went to a nature center, and for the life of me, I can't remember which one it was, but I can post that later on Road Trip Teacher, and got a lot of up-close and personal views of some of the wildlife and some of the plant life at the Rocky Mountain National Park, and that was really cool. And then we wound up with you going to the ham and candy factory, which was so fun.
It was fun.
Here we are.
And I see that Bunny Arnold's on the chat, Road School Mom Bunny Arnold, and she's also listening live tonight.
Hi, Bunny.
I think that we need to announce that I believe that Bunny Arnold is actually the crock pot queen.
I know. I'm so jealous. I've heard so many good crock pot stories about her.
I want to tell you a little bit of my crock pot history with Bunny. It goes way back. I had a crock pot in my camper, and I absolutely detested cleaning it. It did not fit in the sink properly, so every time I went to go clean that crock pot, I was covered in water. Okay. Water all over the floor, water all over the counter, seeping into the drawers. It was terrible. I hated it. So one of the last times I used my crock pot, when it was all crusty, I said to Chris, throw this thing away. I don't want to do this anymore.
no sooner had we thrown it away than a couple months later we found ourselves traveling with the Arnolds, and Bunny would put a meal together in the morning, and then we'd all drive, you know, caravan to a location, and then come 5 o'clock when it was time to pull over, and after we'd hooked up, I was in my camper attempting to cook something, and Bunny would say, "I have loads and loads. Come eat it." And that went on for quite a while that we ate Bunny's food while traveling with them. Because she is very generous, and she's an excellent crockpot cook. Really, no qualification there. She's an excellent cook. But she also does make delicious crockpot meals, and she makes plenty of them, and she's very generous and shared with us. And so that only took a couple times for Chris to run out to the Walmart and get ourselves a new crock pot, and this time he bought crock pot liners. Yes. You use the liners?
Oh, yes.
That's what wonderful. A difference the liners make. So now we use the liners, and, you know, sometimes the liners, I don't know if they break or what, I also have something in the crock pot when I'm done, even though I take the liner out. And so what I did was I took my lemon essential oil, I put it into a big spray bottle, I diluted it with water, and when I'm done with my crock pot, I take the liner out, I spray it, and then I wipe it with a paper towel, and then it's clean and ready for the next one. So no crock pot in the sink.
Yep, that's the main thing, is you can't let it set because it really does become a problem.
Right. Exactly. So, and Bunny was also there. You know, Bunny and I were supposed to go to Cancun.
I know, I wasn't gonna bring that up.
Because it might be a sore point that I'm
Mexican. You're a Mexican. Bunny is there, although she's a Mexican. I mean,
yeah, she's a Cancun.
I can't believe it.
I'm proud of her. I am, too. She rocks. She rocks, absolutely. So when I was going to Cancun, I thought, what can I do? I was going to go for 7-6 nights with Bunny. What can I do to make life in my camper easier for my husband and father of four that I was leaving behind? And I thought, if I put together dinner for them every night, that would make life way easier for them, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I Googled. You know I love to Google. I Googled.
It's so shocking that you Googled something. You know, I just have to say, I'm going to get... That'd be called like Google per hour, Google per day. I want to know what your GPD is. I'm going to start tracking that somehow. I'm going to enlist the help of your kids, and I'm going to get your GPD, and I'm going to start posting it on a graph.
Yeah, it's high. It's pretty high. If I'm not sleeping, that's the only time. If I'm not sleeping, I'm Googling.
I would say that you can probably Google sleep.
I probably could, but then I won't remember the next time. So anyway, so I Googled, and I came up. I found whoneedsacape.com, and on there was this 7 meals in 1 hour, whole post, blog post, right? And it came with a shopping list, right?
Yeah.
So
that's the best part.
It is the best part because anyone can find 7 meals to put together, but then you have to go through each of the meals and dissect it so you know what you need, and that was by far the best part. So I went to the Walmart. I bought that exactly what Heather from Who Needs the Cape told me to buy, and I came home, and Tony and I, on the table, made 7 meals in our camper, and it was an hour and 1 minute that it took us to do that, and then I froze 6 of them, and so Chris was ready to go for his 7 meals while I was in Cancun. And when the Cancun thing didn't work out for me,
that's an understatement.
Yeah, when it just didn't work out, I came home very dejected, and everyone was, "Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry, it didn't work out," and blah, 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 and everyone said, "But guess what? We have meals for 7 nights. You don't have to cook for the next 7 nights." It's kind of like vacation.
That was good for your depression, right, that you didn't have to cook.
It was very good.
It just reminded you of Bunny's great, you know, of her great thing she passed on to you, and that she wasn't there to help you either.
I know. But so Heather's on the line with us from whoneedsacape.com. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
We're great. And, you know, we crock pot tonight. We, Mary Beth and I made a crock pot dinner, so the kids are eating it right now while we are busy with our radio show. So,
it's my favorite thing ever. I'm in love with my crock pot. I burn them up. I go through them like you wouldn't believe, but I love it.
So, since you're in love with your crock pot, why don't you start by telling us exactly what crock pot you're using these days?
I am using right now, I think it's a 7-quart. Because I like them big, because I'm in love with leftovers as well. and it's a Hamilton Beach stay and go. So it has like the locks, like if you need to take it to a church picnic or whatever you need to do, you can put it in your car and it'll be great.
Terrific. Now, is this the best one that you've gone through? So is this the best one you like?
I am actually really liking it. What I liked about it is that it was under $50. And I had one before that my husband bought for me because I was like, I need a big crock pot. And he bought me this $110 crock pot, and so far my cheaper one has lasted much longer. So, yeah, I highly recommend Hamilton Beach. I like them. It's not so much money that you can't afford to do it, and it's working good.
Okay, so I have a question because I have a couple of crock pots. One of mine is smaller, and then I got one bigger. So now I'm using my smaller one for dessert because I'm crazy on this big kick with dessert recipes. But I'm looking for an even bigger one. So I'm Googling right now to look at yours, but I have a question because one of our other Road School moms, Jennifer Miles, I've been stalking her for a couple weeks because she's also looking for one that's a crock pot / pressure cooker. Do you have anything like that? Have you ever done that, or do you solely?
People have just started asking about that on the blog. I have never used a pressure cooker, so I don't really know. I've heard they're really nice, but it's one of those things that I think you have to experiment with because I think they cook quicker, but I'm not positive. Sorry.
Which has it? Hot pressure cooker thing. Yeah. So we'll have to look into that. Now, you mentioned the blog, whoneedsacape.com. As I mentioned, production, I found you Googling for that. I love that 7-day thing. I'm totally obsessed with it.
Isn't it great?
Yes. How did
we
you
also have, well, Who Needs a Cape is a site made up of 5 of us. It used to be a few more, and we've had a few people that don't blog with us anymore but are still our friends. And one of our girlfriends that was originally part of Who Needs a Cape did a 40 meals in 4 hours because she was going back to school and working and had 3 kids and a husband. So she did this 40 meals post that just everybody found out about. So we were all kind of like, well, apparently that's a really big deal. We should all try it. So we now have the 40 meals, the 20 meals, 30 meals, and 7 meals all on Who Needs a Cape. All freezer meals, all ready to go. All of them have shopping lists. And, yeah, we just all keep using it. I used my crock pot today. I made a new recipe of buffalo chicken soup. So that'll be on there sometime soon. But anytime we make something, we try to make it so you can make it freezer friendly, and then eventually it's going to get used into another set of freezer meals.
That is so. We just talked about this. I don't know if you heard before you came on. We absolutely love the fact that you include the shopping list because that is such a time saver, and I know that's one thing that I love about your site.
It's a must. If you're going to do it, you need to know that you're going to be able to go shopping, and we try to make it as accurate as possible. I think we've made a couple of mistakes, but they've been fixed. But we try to make it as accurate as possible so you can literally just print it off, go to the store, and come home and spend however many meals you're going to make, however long it's going to take you, and get them done. And then you don't have to cook. It's so nice, and you save money because you're not going, oh, I didn't cook dinner, and we have to order pizza. So it works.
Thing that I have trouble with in my rig, and I don't know if it's because I don't pay attention to the time or what, but how do you keep your pastas from getting chewy?
The meat getting chewy?
No, if you're going to add pasta to your crock pot.
Oh, pasta. I think most of the time, if I'm going to make pasta, I make it separate. And I don't freeze it. I don't put it in the crock pot usually. I just make it separate and when the meal is ready, and then just eat it on top of, just keep it. I would just keep that part separate. If it needs pasta or if it needs rice, usually we don't put those in the crock pot.
Okay, that's a great tip.
Yeah, because that's one thing where some does not freeze well. So we try to keep them separate.
Can you think of anything else, Heather, that is something? Because I know, like, if I have a recipe, I don't add cream cheese until the end usually. Are there any other things that you could think of that really don't do well in a crock pot that you should maybe either add at the end or maybe do separately?
A lot of the times we're big fans of steam in the bag vegetables to go with the meals, unless it specifically calls for it in there. Because a lot of vegetables in the crock pot are just going to turn to complete mush, and I don't mind them like that, but my family's not super huge on it. But yeah, what I do, my biggest tip probably in making freezer meals is like to add the cream cheese. So when you're making your packages and you have your plastic bag there and you have your Sharpie and you're ready, just write on the bag what you're missing. Like, I've run out of ingredients. We're not perfect. I've run out of ingredients when I'm making my massive meals. And I just write in the bag, needs one more can of soup or needs a quart of milk or whatever it needs. That way that day you know you have it in your fridge and you know you're ready to have dinner when it comes out.
That is an awesome idea because I'm the worst that I would think that I would have to perfectly put that together. That's a great tip. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going in the freezer. It's going in the crock pot. It's not rocket science. If you don't get it in until halfway through the cooking, as long as it's not a vegetable or a meat, it's going to be fine. It'll still taste good.
I want to mention that when I did my 7 nights based on your website, LenisaCape.com, it cost me $156 at the store for 7 meals for a family of 6. $156. And that doesn't include, it does include, but I should mention that I still had some of the, like the condiments or whatnot left over. I didn't use all or sauce or the ketchup or what have you. So I could still do them. I could probably do them all over again without the condiments and save even more money.
Exactly. Exactly. If you have a good stockpile in your house already, like I'm one of those crazy ladies that has 48 boxes of cereal at her house because I'm crazy. So I definitely have like the mustard to put in something. If you have all of that, it's really actually very affordable. And if you don't have it all, you spend the money one time, and then you're going to have leftovers, and you can do it again next time.
Yeah, that would be very encouraging to me because if I go to the store, and I do try to meal plan. On Sunday nights, I do try to meal plan for the week. And I know that if without using the crock pot and without using something like your 7 meals or your 20 meals, I will spend about $300. Grocery store for my family for a week.
Yeah.
So that.
For 20 meals, I spent more money. And for my 30 meals, I think I splurged a little bit on the meat. Like I had some ribs and stuff like that. But to me, I still saved money. I still didn't have to worry about dinner that day. I still saved money because I tried to buy the meat on sale and freeze them separately if I had to. And then when I was ready to make the meals, I'd add them in. But it still saves money. No matter which way you look at it, you're still going to save money because you already have dinner planned and you're not throwing together something at the last minute.
Okay, so we've linked up on our chat your 40 meals and your 7 meals. What else can we find on Cape.com for moms that are busy and just trying to do it all?
We have if you have the 40 meals and the 7 meals, we also have the 30 meals and we also have 20 meals. We also, we're looking for budget-friendly. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, sure. We all love budget-friendly.
Yeah, we have, I think, just little things. Like we have how to make your own pumpkin spice latte so you don't have to go to Starbucks. We really try and do things like that because we're all very money conscious. We all want to save money and we all want to save time. So we're trying to put out right now some things to make for Thanksgiving that you can probably do in your crock pot. I know we have a turkey breast in there. I made some glazed carrots so you don't have to worry about Thanksgiving dinner all being on the stove at the same time. But mainly it's just we do a lot of dinners. We do a lot of desserts and muffins that you can feed your kiddos. And hopefully I freeze muffins all the time for their lunches. And it works out. You can take I'm a huge freezer person. Like, I have 3 in my house.
Wow, you have 3 freezers.
Yeah, I'm that crazy lady. I really am. I totally admit to it.
Well, as rough school moms, less opportunity to stockpile because we all, we live in RVs. And
right, it's harder for you guys to definitely do that.
It is, but we can totally, freeze 7, 10, 12.
Well, that's the thing about our larger meals, our larger groups of meals. If any of your people don't have enough freezer space to do 20 or 30, all of those meals, like the 20 meal set is actually 10 meals that we double. So if you don't have tons of freezer space, you could definitely still look at the recipes and do it and do just one of each recipe because it's only 10 recipes. The same with the 30 meals. It's 15 meals that we doubled to make 30 meals. And you don't have to do them all at once either. There's a lot of freezer meals out there and there's a lot of ideas and you can eat with not eating the same thing for 6 months off of our website.
The one thing that I'll say to our listeners, our other Road School moms out there, one thing that I do, I keep one of the top drawers in my freezer kind of empty-ish so that when I'm making things like this, I put those bags in there and I flatten them down so that they are really flat. There's no air in them. And then I let those freeze. And then I take those when they're actually frozen and I can kind of file them actually like little file folders in ours. So if you've got space concerns in your rig, don't let that fool you. You just experiment a little bit and it's easy to accommodate. Brilliant.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's always ways to get at least 7 meals into your freezer so you can have a week off because it's so lovely not having to cook dinner.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. And you know what? And also, I'm a better mom not to have to think about dinner because I'm not exhausted right after breakfast thinking about lunch.
Right.
And then
exactly. All you have to do is pop it in the morning, and you don't have that cranky time at 3 o'clock of, oh, I forgot to pull something out for dinner. No, it's already in the crock pot. You're already good.
So fruit labs, we've already talked about it, but it really doing them ahead like that really does save money. I mean, it goes the opposite direction because how many times do you run out at the last minute? If you don't have something planned, you're always running out at the last minute or you're grabbing something to go that's not healthy.
Right.
Good all
right.
around.
And that's also, where even when I use the expensive means, that's where it doesn't matter. I'm still saving money because we are the family. My husband and I both work right now. And we are definitely a family that if we don't have it planned, it's not happening. And so we're going to have pizza or a sandwich or takeout or something like that. And so just having it done is such a peace of mind for me that I don't have to worry about it.
Well, I really want to thank you, Heather, for joining us. And I want to thank you for the resource that you've put online. And I know all our Road School moms are going to go check it out. I do want to mention that my kids loved everything that we did. I know that they're family friendly. I just want to for all your time, the time tonight.
It's definitely my pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you enjoyed the meals.
Thank you so much for joining us, Heather. We'll see you down the road.
Okay, thank you.
I also want to say, in our lifestyle, when we go touring, I don't have a crock pot meal in the crock pot before we go on our field trip, like when we go to Rack National Park. What happens? What will we do? Somebody won't like what somebody's going to make us something in your beginning. Right. So especially on travel days, I think I'm in a unique position because I have a husband who has figured out how to wire our camper. We have still Mary Beth has the motorhome, which is much easier to use the crock pot in, but we have a fifth wheel, and he's got some kind of power inversion going on so that I can actually cook in the camper while we're going down the road. And I love it because when we finally pull over to park, I open the door, and the smell of dinner hits me in the face, and I feel like I've been doing double duty. It's so great. I feel like I cloned myself somehow by doing that. So travel days definitely are a crock pot meal day. And field trip days, another great crock-pot meal day because it helps me save so much money and provide good food for my family to eat after a long day of touring.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this before, and I think this is really when I first met you. That was one of the first things I wrote about for Full Time Families magazine was how I planned for the week to see my crock-pot. And it wasn't so much making meals like Heather and, you know, like you're talking about, which I do love. Now I've discovered that. But back in the day of that, I would take on Sundays, and I would cook a whole bunch of chicken overnight in my crock pot, and then I would, you know, cook the beef the next day, all day, and then on Sunday night I would divide that all out and make my meals for the week. So there really is a million ways you can use crock pot for desserts and for sides and for beverages and for, you know, certain way you can things and for sauces and, you know, for
meat and just all kinds of stuff.
Right. Well, I use it every Sunday night religiously because I like the kids to be eating while we're doing the show. And so every Sunday night I throw the sauce in there and the meatballs in there, and then all I have to do is, you know, an hour before the show, start boiling the water, and they have pretty much spaghetti and meatballs every Sunday night. So,
okay, Christy has a great question. I'm still in our chat, so I'll let you answer it for you, and then I'll answer it for you. Kim, where do you put your crock pot? You're cooking it, you're traveling. Where does your crock pot ride while you're cooking?
Well, there's a special consideration, a special caveat in my rig, because, like I said, Chris has it wired, but has the garage wired. So, really, my crock pot rides on the floor of the garage under the golf cart, which is also the safest place for it because the floor of the garage is that rubber kind of stuff. So if it all spills, I could literally just hose it out. If something goes wrong and the crock pot turns over and spills, I could just hose out the whole garage. Done. Also, when we had a big dog, I didn't want the crock pot in the same living quarter as the big dog while we were going down the road because I wouldn't be sure that we would have dinner when we parked. So that's where mine is, under the golf cart in the garage.
Now, this is where I start to really have to admit things, because I'm going to tell you my crock pot and where it's writing story. And it's funny because I almost told this earlier, but then I decided not to until Christy asked the direct question. So let me tell you that, okay, we travel in the Class A, so we're in a motorhome. And we're not going to get into a great debate about whether my kids are in seatbelts and all that, because I know everybody has their own thing. But I'm just going to admit to you right now that my kids are not strapped in their seatbelts. They do get up and walk around. And I don't have all the projectile things that can fly around the rig in case of an accident. And do I think it's a concern? Yes, but that's not what this show's about. So let me just start out by saying that about a couple years ago when we started traveling, my crock pot rode on the sink while we were traveling. On the sink. Now, I'll say that it was behind the sink, like the faucets. I had what I thought was a straight little mesh. Yeah. I thought I had it all figured out. So if there was ever an accident, if nothing would happen, and I had it kind of blocked in there, had all these things wedged around, and I felt like it was very, very safe. Until we were going through Atlanta, Barry slammed on the brakes, trying not to kill someone that had stopped in front of us on a four lane. Thankfully, the crock pot was not in use that day. There was nothing in it, but the lid flew off. It didn't hit anyone, but you know, it was just a big eye opener for me. So I experimented with that on the trip, and I can tell you that actually where my crock pot rides now, when it is the bathroom floor. So that sounds disgusting, but I'm going to say we have a bus and a half, and it's mine, and I have like a rubber bath that I bought that so that things don't slide. And I have, you know, I have two places in our rig that look like three-sided, so if we did have a quick stop, it would, you know, go up against the wall or the cabinet. But mine actually rides on my bathroom floor. As disgusting as that sounds, that's where it rides.
Oh, yeah, that sounds way less disgusting than under my golf cart in my garage.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if it does or not.
So, what else did I want to say? I was hearing background noise, and I think I know why. Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Those people on hold. Christy asked a question, but Christy also just posted a picture of her road school week. Do you see this, Mary Beth?
Oh,
do you see where she was this whole road school week?
No, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I had no idea she was there, but this is so on our leaf list.
And what we're talking about is the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta that Christy and her road school family just attended, and when I talked to them, they said it was fantastic. So, yeah, it's definitely on our list, too. In fact, what I really would love to do is have maybe a road school convention there one year.
Oh, that's
wouldn't
awesome.
That be great?
You know, speaking of road school conventions, we're not going to talk a lot about this or give any details. But if you're listening, whether you're on a podcast or listening live tonight, know that Kimberly and I are gotten our heads together for the 2015 Road School Rally. It's going to be all different and in an all new place. And so what we want is your input. So if you've got a minute or you've got a crazy idea, you think you know where you'd love to go and meet up with all of us for the next great Road School convention, give us a shout out in our Facebook group because we are in the planning stages and we're going to be releasing some dates soon. And not too long after that, we'll be releasing the location.
Oh, I got chills. So excited about that.
I can tell you where it's not going to be.
Where is it not going to be?
It's not going to be Denver in the winter, I can tell you that.
Heck no, it's not going to be any place cold because it is flipping cold. It is really cold.
It is a little chilly here. I'm not trying to be a whiner, but it's chilly here.
Yeah.
Windy and chilly.
One thing that I forgot to talk about last week that I want to talk about
was what was going on at Full Time Families last week, and that was I posted a blog post. Now, you and I talked about this many, many weeks ago. When I was getting ready to go to Seattle, I went on Amazon and I looked up storybooks for children based on Seattle, right? And I came up with Larry Gets Lost in Seattle. And so I bought the hard copy of the book, and we read it every night, and we still read it every night, I should say. And we used that book as our touring itinerary for when we did Seattle. There's so many ways that you can tour a place, but it, for me, the most important part is that my kids get something out of it, that they remember it, that it leaves an imprint on them. And so I thought this might be the best way to do it, and I think I've stressed on something because now we go back and read Larry Gets Lost in Seattle, and when he gets lost at the Space Needle, and when he gets lost at the fish market. DJ, who's my youngest road schooler, who's four, is super excited to say, I was there, I did that, I was there, I did that. So, yeah, so it's totally working. And so I wrote to the author, John Skews, who, by the way, was a Disney animator before.
Really? Yes.
Interesting. I told him about that, and he's really excited about it, and he's thinking about joining us on an upcoming Road School Mom episode because, you know, Larry doesn't just get lost in Seattle. He also gets lost in Portland, Chicago, all sorts of places.
Larry needs a tour guide.
Yeah. So, and then another thing that we have going on at Full Time Families, as you know, is we just released our list of FTS family-friendly campgrounds. Mm-hmm. These are campgrounds that we have checked out for you, that we sure your family will be safe at, that have amenities for your family, that welcome your family to their camping establishment and want to be your host, and will also waive any additional person fee, also known as kid tax, for your kids. So we're going to have this nationwide directory of these campgrounds that do this, and currently we're up to 19 campgrounds on the list, including a Jellystone and a KOA. Super excited about that.
You should be excited. It's such a great addition to the FTS family of amenities for your members. And I know for me, you know, and again, we can get into a big controversy about whether or not we think the road tax, the kid tax is, you know, fair or not fair. I know everybody has their own opinion, but let's face it, we'd all rather not have it. And, you know, the FTS directory is going to be a huge thing. So I can't wait to get mine.
Yeah.
Fun. So that's what's going on at Full Time Families. What's going on at Road Trip T-Shirt?
Well, we are now in full swing, of course, because we've done all this research this weekend. This week, we're in full swing with our Denver, Colorado road trip guide, our study guide that'll be coming out in a couple weeks. That's usually how it works. Wherever our crew is at in the world, then a couple weeks later is when we introduce a new study guide, so you can watch that coming out. I had a request from a road school mom a couple weeks ago. If you'll remember, we've done the multiplication coffee work, which was actually something you asked me for. Road Trip Teacher released that. Now someone has asked us for copy work for earlier math, so subtraction, addition, skip counting, and things like that. So we're finishing up that hopefully by the middle of the week, and we'll be releasing that as well. And in the meantime, we are we're working on our interactive notebooks.
Great. You
know, I'm excited about the early math work because I know Tony would love that. Let's think what else is going on. You know, we've got the rallies coming up. We've got Legoland field trip coming up in Florida, February 13th, 2015. Registration is not open for that yet, but when it is, please go ahead and get on because I don't know if Legoland's going to let us have as many people as we had last year.
Really?
Really. Which doesn't make sense to me, but, you know, they do what they do.
Well, that was one of my kiddos' favorite
things all year, not just favorite FTF thing, but just favorite things all year. They're definitely in on Legoland. And if you didn't get to go and you're listening in and you have questions about that, feel free to email me at info@roadtriptutor.com. I'll tell you all about it because we love the FCF Legoland field trip.
Yeah, that was fun. And then we have Jennifer Miles running the Castaway Rally in February, the 5th through the 8th, I believe, at Lazy Days. And you'll remember, Mary Beth, that when you register for that rally, it comes with free meals from Lazy Days.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you really don't realize how important that is. And I even kind of fluffed it off when I was organizing that last year, that rally. And they told me that we were going to get so many tickets, but I can't tell you how much of a benefit that is. They are very generous with the tickets. And, you know, when there's seminars going on and, you know, you don't really have time to worry. Now, of course, if you have your crock pot going.
Right. Right.
But there are some times when people really, really relish using those lazy days tickets. You just zoom right over there to their sales center and they have great lunch or great breakfast and it's free.
Yeah. And then my Hornikes family, Mike and Nikki Hornike, are organizing our Back to Basics Boondocking Rally in Las Vegas, March 25th to the 28th. And that, you know, is a, as I mentioned, boondocking, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you've never boondocked before, if you don't have a generator, if you don't know what you're doing, don't let any of those things hold you back. If you can come to the Vegas rally, don't worry. You'll be taken care of. We will share generators, do whatever we need to do so that everyone's got the power they need, and just enjoy our company.
You know, that brings up something I was thinking about earlier this evening, and I hadn't had a chance to say that to you, but I think Kimberly and I are going to start. We're going to compile a Road School Mom lingo or what do I want to call it?
Like a glossary.
Yeah, like a glossary of words, because I know that a couple of times on our Facebook group this week, somebody has said, what's road school, or what's a road school mom? Or, you know, and I know for me, even I had been around for a while, and I didn't really know what boondocking was. I thought it sounded really cool. And I'd be like, yeah, we do that. We don't do that at all. You know, it's like, what is boondocking? What is this or that? So that's something that I think that we should work on and talk about. All these RV lingo words that maybe some of our newer listeners don't really know what they mean.
Right, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. We should do that. We should make it copy work so then our kids know what it means.
Ooh, we should make it copy work. We should go do that right now.
Exactly.
You know, your brain really does work in overdrive. It does. We're in the middle of this show. We have a million things going on, and you're already thinking about the next thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, when we get together, I get really excited. So, let's think what else is going on. So we have those three opportunities, and that.
I know what we can talk about.
Oh, my gosh, I'm excited.
We can talk about, just for a minute, we are so excited to be part of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. It's a great foundation for our show. They have a great philosophy. Felice Gerwitz, we love her. We've met her, I don't know, it's been a year?
No, April will be a year.
And we met her. She gave us this great opportunity. We've great friends. We love all the resources. A lot of the other podcasts on that network are wonderful homeschool resources. And we want to say happy birthday to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And they're going to give away an iPad.
Yeah, they are. We just came off a Twitter party. So if you want to get involved in the giveaways that they're doing this week for their one-year birthday, you're going to go to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network Facebook page, and you'll find all that stuff there. We talked about some recipes, right? And we talked about we were going to have some prizes for the Good School Moms that gave out some recipes. And so I'm looking, and I've picked three of my favorites for tonight. Steph and I sat down to pick three of my favorites. Three of my favorites. Three of our favorites.
Yes.
And I'm ready to announce. We can announce together.
Okay.
Do you want to do the first one?
No, you do it.
Okay. Oh, almost shut the computer down. Let's not do that. Tiffany Fight with the best whole chicken in a crock pot recipe. I love that one. That is delicious.
So yummy. I can't wait to try it. And our number two winner is our buddy Jill Dinkins, who helped us out so much at our Tucson rally, our first annual Road School rally we had this past April. She is the winner of crock pot lasagna that I cannot wait.
Absolutely. And number three is, I just lost the document, is Christy Davis with Hawaiian pulled pork sandwiches. Doesn't that sound delicious?
We should make that for lunch tomorrow in case I don't leave.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. I'll do that. So I think what they should win is I'm willing to give any digital product from SPS. Are you?
Yeah.
You want to match me?
Yeah.
Okay, so any digital product, the digital product of your choice from SPS, which can be any one of our books, or from Road to Speaker, if you want a study guide, some of that great copy work, whatever it is, you are more than welcome. Just send us a
want something from the teacher, you're going to go to info@roadtripteacher.com. If you want something from full-time families, you're going to do kimfullfamefamilies.com. And thank you so much for everyone that posted the recipes. I did any of the recipes that I could have pinned, I did pin to our Pinterest board. We have a special Pinterest group for Road School Moms, and we have a pin board for each show. And we talk about all the resources, and we pin them. All those resources that we talked about during the show, we pin right there. So you've got your whole show right there on Pinterest if you want it.
Yep, you've done such a good job with our Pinterest board, and it's such a great resource. There's all kinds of great resources on there. One thing while we were talking about what we were doing this in the upcoming week for both of us, you know, tomorrow's Columbus Day,
right.
And whether or not that's a big part of your curriculum or not, I ran across a wonderful tutorial for chalk pastels. Have you done chalk pastels yet?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. I love those, and my kids love them. If you hodgepodge me, I'm looking for her site right now. It's actually called – she done this chalk pastel, and I know that sounds intimidating, but it's not. It's not at all. You can buy chalk pastels at all it is chalk, and it's pastels, just like it sounds. And they blend really fun, and I'll tell you that any of your kiddos that – like to work with their hands and all that. It's a great thing for that kind of a learner. And see if Laura Hamilton, too, she could tell us all about what modality that works with. But for my kiddos, all four of them love those. And you put them on paper and you can blend them. And it is actually hodgepodge.me. If you go on Road Trip Teacher in our Facebook page, I provided a link to that. But she done this really cool chalk pastel. For Columbus Day, it's just like of the Mayflower. It's very simple. You don't have to be a wonderful artist to do it. It's really fun for all ages. I mean, everybody from DJ clear through Tyler, we can all do that. It's really fun.
Is this right? Am I in the right spot?
It is. If you go to Road Trip Teacher, you might get it easier because there's a link on there. She provides a lot of these. If you have my Chicago study guide, that's the first place I was introduced to that. She done an awesome chalk pastel of a Van Gogh painting, and it's The Starry Night. I don't know if you're familiar with that, which one that is, but it's one of my kiddos' favorites, and so we did a whole unit on Van Gogh, and then I happened across that chalk pastel. It was so much fun. All you needed was black paper, the chalk pastels, which I picked up at Walmart for like $9.99 for a package of them, and some Elmer's glue, and you've done it online. You put the Elmer's glue on the and you let it dry overnight, and then the next day you use the pastels. It was so, and my kids loved it. So I follow Trisha now on, I think it's Trisha, on hodgepodge.me. She has wonderful tutorials. Awesome.
That's great. You know, I talked about art in my homeschool, Road School, this week on my Facebook. I asked for some resources, and Road School Moms were so helpful with some really easy resources for, I love that. Yeah, put that or share it somewhere. So I really want to make those coffee filter fall leaves. And then I saw someone took it to the next level and glued it onto a branch. And I thought, oh, I like that a lot. So I think that's something we'll do this week probably. Hopefully we'll be able to post some pictures of that this week.
Right, we're posting this to the Road School Mall.
Awesome. Right. Yeah, so that nice link. I like that. The kids would love that. Fun. Okay, so let's wrap up with some of our favorite crackpot meals. Before you guys came the other night, I made chicken and biscuits. Chicken and
dumpling.
Chicken and dumpling. Okay, so this was super fun for me because I just put the chicken breast in there with some. Yeah, I like that. With the chicken soup mix, you know, the Campbell's chicken cream chicken. And then I let it cook all day, and then an hour before you arrive, I put in those very biscuits. I put them on top, and they cooked right there on top. I thought that was so fun. And when you guys came, we had chicken and biscuits and beans, and that was delicious. And then tonight is the pasta. And then you posted the one for the meatloaf.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, I will tell you that my tip for that is to line your crock pot for this particular one. I do this a lot. I line it with tin foil because it makes the meatloaf, like, not get crispy, but it does something to the bottom. I don't like mushy stuff. Mm-hmm. So it kind of helps it cook a little bit better. I line my crock pot on the bottom with tinfoil for that meatloaf recipe.
That's a good tip.
Good tip. I definitely
want to be doing some more with the desserts.
I've made blackberry cobbler in mine. I've done apple crisp. I posted to our Rogue School Mom Facebook page a really yummy apple crisp I used a couple weeks ago. It has cranberries in it. And my kids aren't big cranberry lovers, but it was just the right amount of tart to sweet for the apple crisp, and it's so good. So, so good.
Yeah. Well, I've had a wonderful Croctoberfest. Have you?
Me too. I have.
This has been such a fun, fun show, Croctoberfest. We're going to mark this down to have here, and have fun to be able to meet up with you here in Denver and have this wonderful show. It's been so fun.
It has been so fun. And next week, we're looking into fire safety, right?
Yeah.
It is so important. So all this week, I will be working on editing those films from Matt the Fire Guy, local, and the lovely, and film. So I'll be editing. Film, and we'll be talking about fire safety. You know,
kinds of information.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's been a great show.
It has been. Thank you so much for all your wonderful hospitality. You kept us, my crew, fed all weekend, and we've enjoyed being out here. We're at the St. Brain State Park, I guess we were a couple of days ago, and got to see their layout over there, and we just had a good time here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, hopefully we can make you stay even longer.
You know what's going to happen next Sunday night. I'll still be sitting here.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Okay, well, have a good night.
Happy travels.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.
The moderator has left the conference.